László Lajta. László Lajta was born in Budapest at the end of the 19th century. He grew up in a wealthy middle-class family. Music was a central element in the lives of both of his parents. He started playing on the piano at the age of 7 and remembers, "My first compositions came from the age of 7." It is good to note, he wrote these words from the front lines of the war to his love, Rózsa Hollós. This remarkable composer volunteered to join the Royal Army out of patriotism and fought in the front lines for 4 years. Even in the trenches, he never stopped researching music. His major musical compositions came from decades later, from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. He covered a wide range of genres. Tales on Pianos is one of his pieces from his younger ages. Symphony for String Orchestra, Harp, and Percussions. This volume came from the beginning of the 40s. He also composed religious music. Most of them were born in the dark years of the 50s, which darkness included the church as well. Mass for Choir and Solo was created in 1954, which was played multiple times at the St. Franciscan Church in downtown Budapest, performed by the Franz Liszt Choir. While he was still alive, László Lajta listened to his own music on several occasions in this Catholic church. Three hymns for the Virgin Mary. This composition was written in the still dark year of 1958. He composed for mixed choirs. He wrote music to Lajos Aprili's poem, The Evening Conversation, Mountain Folks. He created a comedy in 1950, The Blue Hat. Its theater adaptation was performed twice on stage in Budapest by the Hungarian Opera of Kolozsvár. His other piece, The Four Gods Garden, was a play with no intermission, a dance comedy in 1943 that was performed by ballet dancers. László Lajta dipped his talent in composing music for films as well. The movie Hortobágy was filmed in 1935 by the screenplay of Zsigmond Moritz. The soundtracks were played with a big band. After another 10 years, he composed music in London for Thomas Beckett's Murder in the Cathedral movie adaptation. His folk music monographs are considered invaluable. His works were created during a lifespan that included wide ups and downs. In his adolescent years, he studied playing the piano from Zoltán Kodály and others. His parents were against the idea that he would devote his life to music, thus they forced him to study law. He earned a PhD while attending the Academy of Music. At the age of 17 in Leipzig and then in Geneva, he immersed himself in furthering his studies in music under the guidance of famous professors. By Béla Bartók's encouragement, he spent considerable time in Paris. The years in Paris left a lifelong influence on him and on his works. This might be a reason that he was known as the French composer in some journalistic circles. However, his compositions and music was very diverse. The Hungarian folk music left a long-lasting influence in his works. In his youth, he also collected and recorded folk songs, mainly in the Transylvania region. I followed Bartók's path when I left on my own to collect folk music. My first trip took me to Transylvania, and I worked there until the war broke out. It was there where I acquired the knowledge of folklorist. This folk music became my home and influenced me better than otherwise any master would have. Bartók and the Parisian school gave me the initiation and the path forward that was only interrupted by the First World War, he wrote in one of his letters to his son. In the 20s and 30s in Western Europe, he found great support. He was well received by both audiences and critics as well. His works were published mostly in Paris, with less frequency in Vienna and in Budapest. He considered folk music as an essential. You can rejuvenate, strengthen yourself with music. You need to enjoy its human element with reflection on its origin that comes from everyday men, a music to everyone, he writes in one of his essays. He also was convinced that the European culture and civilization is one and undivided. Lajta was a very effective diplomat as well. In 1947, he participated in founding the London-bound International Council of Folk Music that operates under the supervision of UNESCO. In Hungary, he started working at the National Museum at the age of 21, first in charge of maintaining the collection of musical instruments. Later, he earned a position in the leadership of the Folk Music Department. In 1946, He was entrusted with the directorship of the Hungarian Ethnographic Museum, which position he was forced to abandon a few months later. He had two sons from his marriage with Rosa Hollós. Both of them became renowned scientists, one of them in England, the other one in the United States. After 1 year's stay in London showing his patriotism, he returned to Hungary in 1948, after which time he could only keep contact with his sons in correspondence. After his return, he was sidelined for 14 years. He was not allowed to travel abroad. Occasional assignments came through his acquaintances from France with minimal income. In 1955, he was selected to be a lifetime member of the French Academy, which title hasn't been earned before by any Hungarian composer. His works were rarely played in Hungary. His life was made difficult by the regime. László Lajta's fortune turned to the better at the later part of his life. He was again allowed to travel to the West. He was well received and celebrated in Oslo, London, Paris, Strasbourg, and Monte Carlo. 7 years after he became a member in the French Academy, he finally was able to take his seat and also meet his grandchildren the first time. He planned to return to Hungary for a few months. He immersed himself in music research again. But in February 1963, his heart stopped working, resulting in his death.